Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to What Culture. I'm Josh, joined today by Ewan Patterson.
Hello, Josh. Thwip, thwip, thwip.
Because shenanigans have been afoot last night, a bunch of different Spider-Man actors revealed three potential Spider-Man 3 titles. Now, they all sound like a complete mick-take, but that is the fun of this weird marketing thing that we're in with Spider-Man 3. No one really knows what it's about, nobody really knows who's in it, and now nobody really knows the title because we have these three completely different ones. Ewan, tell me what's going on. Is this just kind of one big gimmick joke, or is there something a bit more to it?
Well, on first glance, Josh Brown, I did think it was a big gimmick joke. I was just like, Spider-Man home slice, Spider-Man homewrecker, Spider-Man fun home. You know, I just kind of thought, you know, they're just having a bit of a laugh because, you know, Tom Holland's entire brand is that he spoils things. And yeah. Now everyone's getting on the act, and it's a good fun time. But, yeah, obviously the MCU is in the midst of a big multiverse-a-thon right now. Obviously we have WandaVision kind of entering into that territory with its last couple of episodes. Obviously then we have Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, but before that we have Spider-Man 3. And yeah, everyone is obviously expecting it to have some variation of the home motif in the title. Yeah. And the Spider-Man home motif, I imagine it's quite a similar position to the dude who invented the Xbox 360's title, because like now they're like, well, now we've got to just kind of do a variation on that, and then we've got to figure out a way of getting home into it. And obviously everyone has been saying all sorts of home-based jokes, like Spider-Man Homeboy or something like that, and now they're all having fun with it too. But yeah, obviously I think these are all banter titles. There was some speculation on Twitter yesterday. If you want to get your big cork boards up and get the silly string and just attach it to different bits and bobs, people were saying stuff like the three titles represent the three different Spider-Men and not, you know, the three different cast members who just posted them. But there was one interesting one that Adam Cleary brought to our attention this morning in the What Culture Slack channel, and that was the different colours of the titles. Now, if you look at them, they are purple, green, and silver. Now, as far as, you know, that goes, it seems like a little bit of a weird kind of colour scheme to go with for Spider-Man. Obviously, you know, the titles we've seen so far have had, I think, like, bits of, like, they've been blue, but with accents of yellow and white or red occasionally, or black even, and now they have those different, like, big punchy colours. And as has been pointed out to us, those are actually the colours of the Green Goblin. You know, his classic outfit is, you know, he's got the purple hood, he's got the purple vest, the green bodysuit, and then the silver glider. And while this is definitely getting into like through the looking glass Milhouse bloody Kevin Costner and JFK territory right now, all I need is the anime glasses, Josh Brown. And this is an interesting thought, because people have been thinking, you know, Norman Osborn has been heavily speculated to join the MCU at some point, whether that would be as a Spider-Man antagonist or in a sort of more the role we saw in the late 2000s, where he was very much an opposing figure for the Avengers. You know, he founds the Dark Avengers. And people have been expecting to appear at some point or another. And while I don't know if this is actually true or not, I genuinely don't know. Obviously, with all the rumours of Spider-Man 3 right now, is that it's going to be involving Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Jamie Foxx. Alfred Molina is rumoured to come back as Dr. Octopus, as is Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin. there's all sorts going on in this film, and God bless Tom Holland's little cotton socks, because like he's just he's mastered it now. He can't be fooled. He was on the Jimmy Fallon show yesterday, and he was getting asked all these different questions, and he was just like, "No, I have risen above this. You cannot touch me."
I do appreciate his headlines now that come out of those conversations, because he's just like, "Well, you know, if those cameos were happening, they'd have to put a lot of work in to get slip that by me." I feel like he's had spoiler training from the studio to make sure nothing ever slips out, and he can just play the fool in all of these interviews and these press junkets and stuff. But yeah, the Green Goblin thing in particular is interesting. It wasn't something I picked up on, and then obviously as soon as Adam Cleary pointed out those colours, I begrudgingly got back out, you know, the whiteboards and stuff, and started getting the conspiracies back up, because I think that's an interesting idea, because Willem Dafoe in particular has been rumoured for a little while now, apparently potentially spotted on set and stuff like that. Could there be a version of his Green Goblin coming back? I would absolutely love that. I love Willem Dafoe. I love that version of his kind of like madcap goblin, which I think just ages like a fine wine, you know, like the transformation of that performance into a 2020/2021 meme is the kind of development that I want from my big movie characters. Yeah, I just like that they're having a lot of fun with this entire marketing blitz. They know there's so much kind of, you know, intrigue in what this project is, in what the title is, how they're going to, you know, shove the home branding into there, like you said. And I like that they're just sort of, now I saw on Twitter anyway, everyone's kind of like anticipating that Tobey Maguire will activate his really, really old Twitter account and drop the proper title, or Andrew Garfield will come out and drop the proper title somehow. And, you know, even if none of that happens, which, you know, chances are I probably won't, it's still cool to be along on this ride and get excited about a project in this way again, to have some actual mysteries around it and not have everything get leaked, or if stuff has been leaked, they're at least trying to mask over it and acknowledge it in a way that a lot of studios just kind of wouldn't and pretend it didn't happen and they just push ahead anyway. I think it's really cool, but if you do, we might have some more speculation to dive into, but if you just had kind of like any dream titles for what Spider-Man Home X or whatever would be, does anything spring to mind?
Spider-Man Home Time. Bring us back to those those high school and primary school vibes where it's the end of the day and Brilliant. The bell goes, oh, it's home time now. I don't know if that's a thing that people in the United States have when, like, you call it the end of the day. We used to call it home time. That was the thing that we always used to call it. Maybe Spider-Man homeopathy. He's really interested in natural medicine. Yeah. Spider-Man's now anti-science. I have no clue where I'm going with that. Spider-Man ho-ho-home. Make it Christmas-themed. You know,
nice.
Do it that way. Josh, help me. What title do
all,
you have?
All I've got is, I've got one, and that is Spider-Man, that's Homer Simpson, sir, from Sector 7G. That's as far as I can get with it. Like, that's the only creativity I've got in my heart. Right, there were a few extra tidbits to this. I know Tom Holland, I think, released a few actual set photos, our first proper official look at the set with a couple of characters. They looked like a Spider-Man movie, you know what I mean? It was just three characters together, not much to it, but was there anything on top of that from any interviews or anything?
No. I saw the set photos, and you know, they look like they're doing some sleuthing going on there. But yeah, this is all we really have to go on at the minute. There was, talk. I think I was reading a report from comicbook.com today, talking about how a Sony Pictures Spider-Man social media page was accidentally teased the Garfield Maguire Holland triumvirate the other week, and they quickly took that post down. So again, it definitely feels as though, even though they're coming out and saying out and out, this thing isn't happening, we're still getting the multiverse Spider-Man movie that the trades reported on, you know, at the end of last year. And I'm just going to say as well, Josh Brown, before we get into the end game of this news video.
Very good.
I went back and rewatched Spider-Man 1 and 2, you know, the original Sam Raimi films, kind of late summer last year. And like, you're so right. They just aged like a fine wine. I love those films so much. And talking about Green Goblin this morning reminded me of a sacred childhood toy I had where... Right, you got to picture this, right? It's 2002, stroke 2003. You're in Toys R Us, you're going around, you're desperate, you're looking for a Green Goblin figure because you are infatuated with that moment where Willem Dafoe jumps out of the gas tank and goes, like he's like getting ready to pounce on that scientist. And I was looking for a Green Goblin figure, and the only one we could find is that bit where he's having great scene. He's just on his big chair, and he's got the goblin mask on, like the side of the chair, and he's talking to himself. The entire action figure that I had of Green Goblin growing up was that one bit in Spider-Man 2 where it's Willem Dafoe in a civilian clothes. The entire set was him in his chair with a mask. So whenever I had Spider-Man beat up Green Goblin when I used to play with the action figures, it was like a home invasion. He was just coming into like Norman Osborn's apartment and just beating him up because he's just seen one Green Goblin. Honestly, just editor, please throw up a picture of this thing. It is glorious.
What a choice that is. You could have different versions of Goblin from that movie, and you get him in his PJs when he's going a bit mad and talking to himself. I love that that exists. So I think that's a perfect time to wrap this up. What do you guys think down in the comments below? Do you want to see the Green Goblin return? Do you have any mad Green Goblin paraphernalia lying around that you're going to bust out if he does come back? And what do you think about these titles? Do you think any have the chance of being real? We've got Homewrecker, we've got Phone Home, and we've got Home Slice. I don't think so, but who knows? You know, we've had stranger titles before. So yeah, let us know. And while you're down there, could you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't thought I'd been Josh, you can follow me on Twitter at Josh Brown, but with an extra O in the Brown, so it sounds like Josh Brune. Need to find a better sign off for that. And I've been joined today by Ewan, who you can follow on Twitter at
Ewan Ruins Things.
And we will see you soon, no doubt, with some more Spider-Man 3 news. Bye.
Bye.